A sheet of paper?
Yeah, okay.
It's the back of
no,
there.
No, no, you want a clean one.
No, oh, I was right in the book. You won't lose it. In the back of the book.
You can write in the book.
Patty said Abby was like
Rosa was another sister of your mother's?
Rosa was the sister of my mother. And she fellow this son of the mayor of Oppenheim. He was Christian boy. Say hello. She was about 18 or 17 years old. Say hello. They were the first ones who came to America.
Right.
And then, and Rosa had Margaret, Viola, and Joe.
And Claire.
And Claire, yes.
Claire became the critic of the New York Times.
Claire is still working.
Not a critic.
She was a music critic, wasn't she?
No.
No.
She was an assistant editor at the financial page.
Right.
She wrote analysis.
To music critic.
She wrote analysis, corporate analysis.
Maybe a half a year ago, one son died of Viola on drugs, overdrug. And they all went to the funeral, Tony and my sister.
About a year ago.
Yes, my sister Ruth. And they still live on Fort Washington Avenue.
Well, Opa's gonna write it now.
But, you know, they brought all the family over, my mother and father, and Irma and Ruth came before my parents to America.
But the record side brought all of those over?
Yes.
I remember.
He had a big job in a chocolate factory. They were very well off.
In New York?
He was a lovely man, a very lovely man.
You took me to see Rosa. I remember going to visit Aunt Rosa. She was all white hair.
Right.
She passed away.
But I think her husband was already, he wasn't
alive. He was already dead, yeah. But the children stayed with her. Claire got married. Claire was the only one. No, and Margaret was married. I knew, in fact, her husband, too. She came once to Oberstein, and everybody stayed on the street. She was such a beauty.
Who was that?
Margaret. Margaret, one of the girls. She was so beautiful. She looked like an actress. She was.
Were they elope in Germany? Were they married in Germany?
No, Johnny. They came visiting. They were very well off.
I didn't hear anything. I'm listening to this conversation. Should I have listened to you?
No, you just looked at it.
And
like
anything else you could think of?
I'm just trying. I wanted to wipe my hand on phones. This came off the orange, and I was going to wipe it
off. You know, and Martha, who brought all of us up, and Martha, that was the sister of my mother's first husband.
Yeah.
She stayed in the house. She brought us up, and she worked very hard in the business, and I think she was about 50 years old when she got married. And then she moved, and I spent many vacations there. He grew it, you know.
Which
she married this cattle dealer. Well, she lived in the house, Johnny. Then she got married. She was a sister of my mother's first husband. And she married very late. And we visited her a lot. And then she grew up in Frankfurt.
Bad Kreuzer?
Yeah, near Bad Kreuzer.
And did they come over here too? No?
They didn't have the money to come home.
And they die?
Everyone.
And she had children too,
I suppose.
No children?
She had no children. She married very late. She married the cattle dealer.
Do you remember the school you went to?
Sure.
You went to
elementary school in Oberstein.
Yeah.
And I went to the higher school, and then I went to a sort of, what do you call it here, business school.
Or a finishing school. Was it a business school?
Business school.
A business school?
Yeah. And then after the business school, then I went the way to learn how to cook. I was supposed to learn how to cook. That was a
terrible
story. No, that was the first story. I went to a hotel on the Rhine. That was Hanif, was the name of it.
Yeah.
And then when I was there, then I found out I was just a kitchen maid. And they gave me hardly anything to eat. And one evening when everybody was gone, I went to the telephone and called home. If you don't get me, I'm going to die here. So the next day, my Aunt Martha came. They didn't want to give them my clothes out. And so she said, I'm going to the police. I'm going to get the clothes out, you know. She was rude.
Tough lady.
Yeah. But I was not very long there. Well, then my mother said, you can't come home. If you come home, you know, Oberstein was a small town. Everybody's talking about you. You have to stay with me a few weeks, with Aunt Martha a few weeks. And then you can't come home. So I stayed with her. And then that teacher, Daddy was gone by that time. There was another teacher eating in my house. He said, I know that she can go to Bad Münster am Stein. That was a resort place near Kreuznach. And I know those people, they have a Jewish hotel. She can learn there how to cook. So I went from Aunt Martha to this hotel. My mother came and she rented me a little room across the street. It was a boarding house, you know. It was a neat little Dachstube, you know, under the roof. And again, I was a kitchen maid. And the man, the chef of the, he fell in love with me. He was married. Jewish, and I had a hard time keeping him away from me, but he was good in one respect. When something good was eaten, I never forget, one day they served pigeons, and he took three pigeons for the Jewish girl who overlooked the food business, you know, for her and me and him, you know. And then we went out in a little room and ate some. And then the restaurateur came, the man who owns the place, because guests had come and asked for pigeons to be served, but there were no more pigeons.
You had eaten them?
There were none left, you know.
Right.
Oh, he carried terrible on that man's owner. But anyway, I stayed there a whole season in that place. Now, very hard, only cleaning up. It was a huge hotel kitchen, yeah. You know.
Then where'd you learn all the cooking?
Later, I never knew how to cook, Johnny. When I got married,
I keep telling people, said, oh my, you learned it all at these places.
No, I didn't know anything about cooking. When we got married, Daddy said, my mother used to do it this way and that way. I didn't know
just anything. The way with Amy, exactly.
Yeah, not the thing. Johnny didn't know. Don't you know, I kept the book, you know, in the beginning, and I always wrote SGV.
So God.
Yeah, only God know where the money stayed. I didn't know. Listen, I was 18 and a half when we got married. I was a child. Now, the first time I had every form full of lemon cream, Daddy said to me one day, don't bring any more lemon cream for a whole year, I can't see it anymore. Then his father came, Fritz, you know, you heard about him, and the salt and the cauliflower, Johnny, but the poor guy ate it anyway, he didn't say a word. He was.
You remember Fritz pretty well?
Oh, he was a wonderful boy, everybody was a beautiful boy. Brown eyes, black hair. Nobody ever found out that he found himself. He knows his He thought Martha was a baby girl in Hannover when that happened. We brought her alone to us and said, you were warm and you were the joy, you know. Said, for him and for her, you know, we were heartbroken about